Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for February 20th to the 26th. So happy Family Day here in Ontario. I don't know if it's all of Canada. We have Family Day today. So wherever you are, I hope that you are able to be with your family, whatever family means to you. I wanted to make sure that I connected with you guys today because you guys are part of my soul family. And so it's important that we make a connection and that we know that we're here for each other. That's what family's supposed to do, supposed to support each other. And I hopefully that's what the hub is doing for you. So we have come through some pretty significant solar activity. The solar flares have been like really intense. And of course, everybody's been talking about it. And I feel like everybody's been feeling it in one way or another. It's kind of interesting because some people through the solar flares can feel completely exhausted, like it just wipes them out, tires them out completely. And then others can feel like really kind of like agitated and nervous and have the anxiety and the anxiousness come in. I feel like there's sometimes, I know for me, it can be a blend of both, but I tend to get the more energy coming through. It's like the more activity coming through. Like I feel the need to like jump or bounce or run or do something to kind of move the energies through, because it's a lot. The intensity of the energies coming through can be a lot, and our human vehicles can only contain so much energy at a time, and then it just becomes uncomfortable. So we need to find ways to be able to move it and allow it to flow through us. So of course, any kind of movement that you can incorporate is helpful. I'm really liking the rebounder. I've got a rebounder now, so I'm jumping on that and doing that every day. And as I'm doing that, I'm literally, you know, feeling the energy, saying to the energy, okay, you can leave now, leave like anything that I want to get rid of. I'm just bouncing it out. And of course, you don't need a rebounder to do that. You can go for a walk outside. You can go and put on some music and dance around in your space. So today, this week's going to be different than last week. It's going to feel different to you. So today we have a new moon. So a new cycle is beginning. So you may have woken up this morning and felt a little bit of faith being renewed, a little bit of like, oh, okay, so things, something new is going to change. And that's the biggest thing sometimes, you know, our thoughts can keep us in holding patterns, right? Because if we allow our thoughts to kind of guide us and direct us, often they can have the, you know, the energy and the focus stuck on the prize. So meaning whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, whatever it is that you're working towards, whatever you're, it's kind of like your focus and your attention goes to that point. And what happens is all of that space in between kind of gets wasted. And so what we want to do is we want to kind of not allow our thoughts to constantly be pulling us to a destination. Rather, we kind of want to be having everything happening now, right? Trying to be mindful and present in the moment so that we're not exhausted in every moment because our energy is scattered everywhere. So this new moon energy should help us with this a bit, because we're moving out of the Aquarius energy and then we're moving into the Pisces energy. And so the Pisces energy will be a little bit more collective energy, a little bit more gathering, a little bit more focused, a little bit more precise about things, not so scattered, not so all over the place. And because this is a new cycle, it gives you the opportunity to start from scratch. So if yesterday was really shitty for you, don't worry. Today is a new day. It's a new cycle. Everything's starting new. If last week was shitty for you, don't worry. We've just started a new cycle. So you get to start from scratch. And so with the new moon energy coming in, we're also going to be feeling some changes. There's going to be some opportunity for changes. Of course, you know, the idea between our growth and our ascension is that things should always be changing. Even the stuff that we think that we have acquired a good grasp on, or we, you know, we've got it, we've got that figured out, that will change as well, right? Like it's hard to see the levels or the layers of ascension when you're in it, until, you know, you can, if you were to, you know, if you, you'd notice this, if you were journaling, if you were to journal every day, if you'd sat down and you wrote down your thoughts, your feelings around a particular situation, and then 6 months later, you go back and you look, you should see a significant change. That's the purpose of everything that we're going through. So if you were to journal and you were to write stuff down, and then 6 months later, you go back and you look at the stuff and it's still the same and nothing has shifted or changed, then you're not doing things different enough in order to bring in the change. And that's important, right? Because part of the stuff that keeps us stagnant or stuck is the ego and the pain body. An ego and pain body likes routine. They like things to be the same. They like the same old, same old. And of course, our soul energy is, you know, quite the opposite. The soul energy comes here for adventure. It comes here for exploration. It comes here for flow and for movement. And so you can see the contrast between the two. So if we're able to monitor things that we're working on or going through, and we notice that there's no significant change in it, something has to change. Something needs to shift. So whether it's our thoughts around the situation, or whether it's our feelings around the situation, or whether it's our actions around the situations. And often we need to apply all three aspects to that, right? That's the, you know, the Holy Trinity, the body, mind, soul. So thoughts, feelings, actions, those, that all needs to change. There needs to be a change on all, in on all levels. So some of the things that came up specifically that they want the hub members to know, where they said reasonable expectations when it comes to all things. So this is for one of our members, some of our members specifically, they're giving this to you. And this is, it's interesting. I've never heard them say reasonable expectations when it comes to all things. And so pay attention to this if you're feeling, because they're just saying to me, there may be something that you're feeling more dramatic about, or you're feeling more charged about. So kind of allow yourself to remind yourself again where, who has that kind of reaction, who has a dramatic reaction, who has a charged reaction. Of course, it's ego and pain body, right? Our soul doesn't have that kind of reaction to things. So maybe, you know, if the, and this will resonate if this message is specifically for you, but reasonable expectations when it comes to things. So feel into that a little bit and see if that applies to you. If you're somebody who's adding a little bit too much drama to something, a little bit too much salt to the soup. Okay. And then they gave me wishes are being granted. So that's awesome. And I feel like that is because we are having more and more angelic support right now. And I don't know if you guys consciously work with your guides and angels, but I know that I have been working more with the angels for my healing, and I'm feeling them more. So they're showing, you know, showing up in my dreams more. I'm feeling their presence more. You know, you see things, little messages will come up, and it's the angelic support. And the angelic support feels different because it feels very light. It's very, it's high frequency, but it's got a soft kind of, not like in your face energy. It's got kind of like a very soft, flowy energy, almost like, you know, maybe how somebody would describe fairy energy. If you were to look at a fairy and see the fairies and the wings and the floating, that to me, the angelic energy kind of feels like that. And I feel like they're working with us right now with that energy. Now, if you're new to feeling into energies and frequencies, that energy can feel a little bit strange at first, because it can really, like, it's a difference to the denseness. So when you're feeling it, it can be like, oh, what is that? Why, that kind of feels weird. And so they're saying to me right now that there's a transition phase when you're working with the angelic frequencies of going from like that lower dense vibration up into a higher frequency. There's a transition there. So you may feel a little bit, it's kind of like when you, if you know, if you're going up an elevator or if you're going up in an airplane, it's like that, that transition of going from one space to another space that kind of feels a little bit unknown. So if some of you are feeling that right now, just trust that it's the angelics that are working with you and follow that lighter frequency. They said that time moves slowly for some, not quick enough for others. So again, this is, they're saying to me right now, time is relative. So if there's something that you're going through right now, and again, you know, for me, I'm working on this big time because I wanted my physical body to be healed yesterday, right? I wanted to be done. I wanted it already to be there, and it's not happening as quickly as I would like it to. And so remember, often when things don't pass as quick as we'd like them to, it's because there's more discovery there, more growth there, more healing there. And so, you know, the biggest thing that I'm working on as well is that, you know, putting yourself into that surrender mode. Okay. So I literally honestly don't have control over the time that this process is going to take. So instead of feeling the frustration about it not clearing as quickly as I would like it to, I'm just going to bring back my energy and do my best to go into surrender mode. And that's hard for a lot of people, especially, you know, if you're an Aries or if you're a fire sign, we don't do surrender mode very well. And so, you know, if this applies to you, this is a good opportunity for us to, you know, pull back our energy instead of, you know, trying to force it, always trying to make something happen from it, and just kind of let things be for a little bit. And if you're somebody in the opposite, where you're saying that the, you know, again, the time in whatever you're trying to do is not, again, they're saying time is relative. So feel into that and see specifically what that means for you. Now, they gave me some information stuff, some interesting stuff, sorry. There's so much happening on the planet right now, and I've been trying not to put all my focus and attention to it because, again, they're saying to me right now, limited resources. And so when you're working on something, when you're healing something, obviously it makes sense to take care of this before I put my energy anywhere else. But they did give me information about this because there is a lot of stuff happening on this planet right now. In all areas, in all ways, and it's not necessarily good, and it's, you know, definitely going to, you know, get worse before it gets better, because that's how things fix themselves. But they said to me that the Schumann info is misleading, and so the Schumann resonance, that's the you know, the scale that measures the frequency of the center of the Earth. We call it the heartbeat of Earth, of Mother Gaia. And so they said to me around that restructuring is being done from the center. And so they kind of literally showed me, like, it's like almost if you were to take this planet, if you just look at this, you know, big round ball of a planet, and you go to the very center of it, which were, you know, all of the, you know, the frequencies, the vibrations come from in the center there. There's construction being done, like literally construction. And they said around it, there's on a global scale. So they said global implications. So whatever is happening in the core of the Earth right now, it's going to affect everything. It's going to rise, right? It's going to rise up to the... And it's funny because there's been so much, like, I don't know if you guys follow the earthquakes or any of that stuff, but like last week in like 24 hours, there were 114 earthquakes, like all over the world, just all these random 114 earthquakes. So there's all of these things that happen on this planet. And, you know, you'd think with the technology that we have that everybody would know about it. But you know what's happened is we've become so relied on mainstream media. You know, if it didn't show up in the news, if it didn't show up in your newspaper, then you don't hear about it. And so, of course, when that happens, there's so much that we're not hearing about, and so much that you would, you know, that's happening that you would stop and think, isn't that strange? What's causing 114 earthquakes to happen in a 24-hour period? Like, what kind of energy system is coming through that's happening? And if that system's coming through and it's causing that, how can it not be affecting me? How is it not affecting my cells, which vibrate in connection to this planet, right? Make sense? Okay, and so then they said a new hierarchy is being created. And so they didn't give me a lot on this, and I will ask further into this, but I feel like that's part of the whole, you know, the structure of the power forces, all that. They said mass destruction, they said a pivotal point and new beginnings. So I know, you know, when if I say all those words and I put them out, they're going to sound scary to some. But again, when we talk about, you know, transformation, when we talk about things happening, there's that part of it that is scary. There's that part of it that's unknown. Because whenever you take something apart, there's always, you know, the possibility when you put it back together, it doesn't go back together the same way that it was before. And for some, that will be unknown and scary. And, you know, this is where we're coming into. This is definitely the part that we're going to come into. So I feel like it's really important for us all to do our best on trying as much as we can to eliminate the fear in the thoughts, the fear in the feelings, the fear in the emotion, and recognize that the fear is the 3D vibration, right? That belongs to ego and pain body, does not belong to our soul energy. Do our best to rise above that. And the easiest way to do that is not to try and fight it, not to try and stop it, but just to try and replace it with, you know, with the frequency of love. So with gratitude, with things that make you feel good, with people that make you feel good, with experiences that make you feel good. And again, you know, a big thing for us to be doing is filling our lives with compassion for everybody on all levels, on all. So removing judgment, removing the anger, removing the hate, and then replacing it with compassion. And if we did this, if we all do this work, you know, this will shift everything in a massive way. It will, you know, instead of hating our enemies, having compassion for them. Instead of, you know, judging our neighbors, having compassion for them, and especially for ourselves, whatever it is we're going through right now, whatever you know, when you look in the mirror in the day, instead of having, you know, the judgment of, oh, that looks like that, and oh, why is that being like that? Instead of doing that, bringing the compassion in for yourself, because you may be, you know, you may be around other beings right now where their compassion is limited, where it's not very strong right now. And so you will have to be the one that, you know, ignites the compassion within the people around you. Remember, this is one of your soul's purposes is to have a ripple effect on all of the souls that touch you. So you know, if you were to look at your soul energy energetically, your soul family energetically, you will have all these souls that are connected to you. Like they go out in like a, you know, in a network of energies. And every single soul that's connected to you has a direct effect of how you're feeling, the way you're feeling, the way your experience is going. That has a ripple effect on those souls. So keep that in mind, that that's why when you're doing the work, we think that we're doing the work for ourselves, but we're doing the work for the collective. We do the work for everybody because, again, it's like you can't be in the middle of the ocean and invite your friend to come into the ocean and they don't get wet with you. Everybody gets wet. Okay, guys. So have a awesome, awesome week. We don't get together until next week. We're going to do the readings together. Let me know if you guys want to switch up the way that we're doing the readings. Maybe we'll just have some fun with it. Maybe we'll do some oracle card stuff. Maybe we'll do like a little bit of a what we need to work on, where we need to go, that kind of thing through cards for everybody. We'll figure something fun out. We'll do something that's fun and light and not heavy. I think that's what's required. Okay, guys, sending you huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.